89.7 WITR Henrietta. Modern music and more.
All right. Once again, he's turning on all the mics.
Well, I don't know which one you're on.
Same one I've been on for the past month.
That one?
That one.
Oh, goody.
He's still got them all on. That one. Yeah.
Okay.
Like it matters.
That was a really long thing that Rick was playing. That was the end of Nothing Is.
And now we're friggin' here.
Now we're friggin' here. We are. But that was... I figured I'd tell you what that was before I get into my show. That was The Secret Margaret, spelled M-A-G... Oh, no, Magritte. Magritte? M-A-G-R-I-T-T-E. Pronounce it yourself.
Magritte. Maybe?
The Secret Magritte. Okay, by Larry Ox. O-C-H-S. Again, I don't know how you're supposed to pronounce it, but that's what that was. I'm Tim. That's Tom.
I'm Tom.
We're friggin' here till 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm not staying all night this week.
Aw. No long experimental pieces at 5 a.m.
No, not this week. But I will be here till 3 o'clock. We're gonna play a whole bunch of comedy music, a whole bunch of humorous stuff, some sketch comedy maybe. Later on, we're gonna do a whole bunch of Christmassy type music. Or holiday music.
Comedy music.
Yeah, Christmassy comedy music, but we don't
have...
None
of that regular crap.
We don't have any Hanukkah music.
We're still looking for it.
We're still looking, because we can't find it. We do have a couple songs, though. I just don't know where they are. Okay, but first, we're going to play a little sketch thing by Robert Schimmel. And then after that, we're going to... go into a bunch of music. So, here you go.
I saw an ad for a Time Life book. A guy jumped out of an airplane, fell 30,000 feet, his chute didn't open, and he lived to tell the story. I would love to hear that story. I heard about that. Time Life books.
Honey, the garbage disposal doesn't work.
That's okay. We can fix it ourselves. The volume 2, fixing the garbage disposal. And when that doesn't work, they have volume 3, learning to eat with a hook. Volume 3, happy now, you cheap...
Came from a bear, and it's from a bear's life.
I go to a Razorback every third week. It takes 2 minutes and I always cut my teeth. A pencil pen stash would never feel sick. But I don't feel like a man, but I feel like a freak. I can't grow a beard.
Grow a beard.
Really do the trick if I could lick the lady shit. Let's face it, I'm not gonna grow a beard. Now, don't start talking about ZZ Top. If you do, I'll plant my ears and I'll pay you to stop. This guy's got spears going down to their knees. You can tell it's Billy and Dusty, it ain't Penny me. I can't grow a beard. I can't grow a beard. It's all over town that my hormones let me down. Let's face it, I can't grow a beard.
Suppose vampires are more attracted to women who are menstruating? I know I am. Whatever.
Well, I don't want to kiss you, so don't bother to pucker. Tilt your head to one side, it comes my teeth, I'm gonna suck you. I like my women dead and full of blood, cause I'm a nighttime flash for sucking vampire stud. I can't stop sucking, but once I start, oh, the only way to slow me is run a stake through my heart.
That feels good, everybody. Okay, just me.
Well, my day I drive me a mailman Jeep. Boomba! And everybody thinks that I'm a brainless creep, but when the sun drops low and the moon sits high, become one mean, blood-eating vampire guy. Don't give me no cross and don't give me no pain. Just lie there and moan and let me suck in your veins. Cause I'm a blood-sucking postman. Yes, I'm a blood-sucking postman. And I really, really, really don't want to be alone tonight. Oh, well, baby, you're looking just a little bit frigid. I think the rigor mortis has made you rigid. Let me put you near the fire, we'll warm you up. And once your blood's nice and hot, baby, suck, suck, suck. While I wait for your tissues to stop in, I'll take me a nap in my fur-lined coffin.
What are we howling for, werewolves, now?
Oh. When the sun comes up and the rooster starts a-crowing, I'll be outside in my postal Jeep with nobody knowing. I'm a blood-sucking, mail-dropping, fang-barring, Jeep-driving, red, white, and blue, but mostly red. Blood-sucking postman.
Nobody comes to the coffee house. Nobody comes to the coffee house. Nobody comes to the coffee house. Folk singers are boring, 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 so boring. Nobody comes to the coffee house. Folk singers are boring. First, they start some silly song. Try to make you sing along, always drag it out too long. Folk singers are boring, 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 so boring. Nobody comes to the coffee house. Folk singers are boring, and that's the chorus. Boring, 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 so boring.
comes to the coffee house. Folk singers are boring. Why don't y'all try with me next time, huh? First they sing a song about a train. Then they sing a song about a train. Then they sing a song about a train. Folk singers are boring. 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 So boring. Nobody comes to the coffee house. Folk singers. Folk singers are boring. You start to sound good, but some of you aren't singing. Are you the kind of people who don't vote? Are you the kind of people who don't recycle? Folk singers have flabby buns. They all play the same bass runs. They're against the private ownership of handguns. Folk singers are boring, 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 so boring. Nobody comes to the coffee house. Folk singers. Starting to sound real good. I'm starting to feel real good. And really nice. To get some harmony on the next chorus. Democrats sing the third. Republicans take the fifth, okay? Folk singers are born to lose. They wear old and ratty shoes. And they try to sing the blues. And they're really boring. Boring. So boring, nobody comes to the coffee house. Folk singers are boring. Now we got the last verse and the last several choruses coming up, and it would be real nice for me if you all would link your arms and sway back and forth. And last chorus and stuff. Give us salsa, give us soul, give us good old rock and roll. Pass the bong and pass the bowl. Folk singers are boring. One more. Boring, 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 so boring. Nobody comes to the coffee house, everybody. Folk singers are boring.
Mother Goose's book up in the nursery. Simple Simon says, I'm feeling sad. Said Peter Piper's daughter, so am I. I think we ought to do something that'll make the kiddies glad. Smarty Smarty says, I think we'll have a party. And he called on the old woman in the shoe. Now the caddy brought his fiddle, and he played I Diddle Diddle. And what happened then, I'm going to tell to you. Little Jack and Connor eating five in the corner, stuck in his thumb without a plum. Little Missy Muffet sitting on her tub, and she said, yum, yum, won't you give me some? Georgie Porgy with his pudding and pie, he gave the Mary quite a fairy, and he made her cry. Little Bo Peep lost her sheep, he couldn't find them. All the tails behind them. Peter, Peter, Pumpkin Eater had a wife and couldn't keep her at the ball in the hall. Humpty Dumpty met her and he said, I bet I'll get her and I'll make her fall, and that's not all. Oh, King Cole, that merry old soul, help Paul, Mother Hubble, throw her stick back, throw her fine lollipops, and pretty for the kiddies, that's a story for fall. They found out the mouse had run up in the clock. Jack me nimble, Jack me quick, he started. Right over that big candlestick he flew. And little Tommy Tucker started singing for his supper. And so my boo said, gee, I'm hungry too. Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers, brought him to the hall. That's not all. Tommy Tom the Piper's son, he stole a finger and away, run through the ball. What a squall! Polly put the kettle on, but she got cold. They had to eat the porridge that was 9 days old. Jack fell down and broke his crown and spilled the water. He had an order. 4 and 20 blackbirds were baking in a fire. They refused to say anything. Wasn't that an awful way for little birds to act for a king and queen? Such a terrible thing. Said the chief and the king to the queen of hearts. Come on, hurry up, honey, bring some tarts. So she did, and the kids had a picnic at the storybook ball. Yes, she did, and the kids had a picnic at the storybook ball. Doodly doofy doo.
Bowed it.
When I bowed it.
When I
bowed
it.
When I
bowed it.
When I
bowed it.
When I bowed
it.
When I get to the bottom and go back to the top of the slide. When I get to the bottom and go back to the top of the slide. When I get to the bottom and go back to the top of the slide. When I get to the bottom and go back to the top of the slide. Where I stop in a train and I go for a ride. Till I get to the bottom and I see you again.
See you again. Do you, don't you, want me to love you? I'm coming down fast, but I'm miles above you. Tell me, tell me, tell me, come on, tell me the answer. Well, you may be a lover, but you ain't no dancer.
Look out now,
helter skelter, helter skelter, helter skelter.
Bowed it.
You
just
bowed it. You don't want me to make it to you.
You just bowed it.
Down fast, don't let me break you.
You just bowed it.
Tell me, tell me, tell me. Come on, tell me the answer. Well, you may be a lover, but you ain't no dancer. Look out now.
Help the skelter. Help the skelter. Help the skelter. When I get to the bottom, I go back to the top of the slide. Where I stop and I turn and I go for a ride. Till I get to the bottom and I see you again. Do you, don't you want me to love you? I'm coming down fast, but I'm miles above you. Tell me, tell me, tell me. Come on, tell me the answer. Well, you may be a lover, but you ain't no dancer.
Look out now!
Helter skelter. Helter skelter. Helter skelter.
Unlike what you've heard so far, the following program is fictional. Well, mostly fictional. Well, okay, it could happen. All the characters portrayed are not real. Unless you recognize their voices, and in that case, well, I guess you got us.
Canada with a K. Epic saga of Canada under the iron fist of communism. As our story begins, it is 10 years after the Russian takeover of Canada. The country is run by a puppet government headed by a ruthless, scheming first secretary. And at this moment, Comrade Ed stands in an empty House of Commons and delivers his latest state laws.
Mr. Speaker, the next state law that I intend to pass is to nationalize all the McDonald's. I agree with the Kremlin's decision to change the name from McDonald's to McBorscht. Can I have a seconder on that motion? I second that. All those in favor say aye. Aye. Motion is carried. Finally, Parliament running the way it should.
Was there anyone left in Canada with a K who could stand up to this villain? Meanwhile, in the basement of a building that once housed the Department of Trade, a lonely woman paces in a small, dingy office.
Those terrible Russians, they ruined our country. No more trade with the Americans, no more travel. Someone has to stop the Russians now. What Canada needs is a hero.
At that very moment, in the High River internment camp.
You know, what this country needs is a hero. Someone strong, pure, unblemished. Someone exactly like me. Joe Clark with a K. I'm tired of being held prisoner by the commies. I'm going to Vladivostok now and drive those red varmints from our soil. Now, Where the dickens is that phone booth?
Into the phone booth leapt a mild-mannered politician. And in the blink of an eye, out flew... a mild-mannered politician in red tights and a blue cape.
Oh, yes, and don't forget the big red J on my chest, please.
And a big red J on his chest.
Thanks a lot.
And in a blaze of red, he was off.
Excuse me, I need to get to the Capitol in the worst way.
Oh, then you want via rail.
Some months later, Joe arrives at Comrade Ed's office just in time to save Pat Carney with a K, who's been tied up in committee.
This is your last chance. As leader of Canada with a K, I order you to hand over all the secret information behind that lumber trade agreement.
Over my dead body, Comrade Ed.
Now, Pat, I'm the leader of the party. You have to give it to me now.
All right, I'll give it to you. I can't take the whining anymore.
Stop right there, Eagle Ed.
Oh, no, it's...
Yes, it's Joe Clark with a K.
Where'd you get those red tights?
Well, never mind that. I'm here to put an end to all this left-wing lunacy.
Well, you won't be able to stop me. I'm going back into the House now to pass more state laws.
Titch, there is one sure way of stopping you, Comrade Ed.
But how?
I'm going to set those procedural bells ringing.
Oh, no, not the bells.
Yes.
Oh, no, I hate those
Joe,
bells.
You're my hero.
Oh,
take
no.
me into your arms.
All right, Pat.
Canada with a K, saved by the bell. To be continued.
Last week I attended a fancy buffet for Steve Lawrence, like a Steve Gourmet. And 80, a mean step right in his way between the Wall of our salad and the chef. Souffle! Souffle! And Steve said to Edie, you're looking not too thin. Edie smashed a human thigh bone onto his double chin and then proposed to Edie the very next day. She'll be Mrs. Edie Lawrence, Edie, Gourmet. Forget about inflation, forget about Japan, forget the elections in Afghanistan or World War III. Who will lose or win? Because Edie is mad at Steve. Edie is mad at Steve. And Steve is mad at Edie.
Faster, faster.
High school gym. You
7, WITR, Henrietta, Modern Music and More.
And High School Memories.
High School Gym by Barnes and Barnes.
The Fishheads people.
The people, yeah, the people who did Fishheads, which I think we've only played once.
Good for you.
Before that was
a song you played last week.
A song I played last week by Ogden Edsel called Idi Amin Meets Idi Gourmet.
And it still doesn't make any sense to me.
I love it.
Okay.
I told you what it was about last week.
Yeah, I know. You made more sense. You, well, almost. Never.
Okay, mind. Before that was new stuff. Well, I don't know how new it is, but we just got it from a group called Double Exposure, a Canadian group called Canada with a K. The Bobs with their version of Helter Skelter, their cover. They do some wonderful covers. I love them. I gotta listen to more of their stuff. Jim Queskin and the Jug Band with Storybook Ball. Folk Singers Are Boring by Andrew Calhoun. Bloodsucking Postman by the Four Postmen, which is also new. I just got that like yesterday. Bongos, Bass, and Bob with Can't Grow a Beard. And we started with Robert Schimmel with a sketch about Time Life books.
You know, I'm really amazed that Bongos, Bass, and Bob record actually played.
Really?
For those of you listening, yeah, I know you can't see this, but the record that he played is so warped.
It's better than the one they have here, which is all scratched, but flat.
Well, yeah, scratch, yeah, that's kind of, you can usually hear that, but the warp is just, it's unbelievable. It's got to be an inch high.
It is, it's huge.
And the needle is bouncing all over the
place. Should I tell them the story of my record?
This is
why my Bongos, Bass, and Bob record is warped. It was a really hot day, and I had some CDs in the car, and I didn't want them to be exposed to the sun, so I put my records over them.
Good thinking.
You can all call me up and tell me how stupid that was, too, if you want. The phone number is 475-2271. Or you can just call and make a request. I think we're going to play some more regular music before we do the... We'll start the Christmas stuff after 2.
Okay.
Next break, we'll go in. But right now, we're going to hear something by Benny Bell, an old, old record.
Not Shaving Cream.
Not Shaving Cream, which everyone has heard, and we may play some other day, but it's Everybody Likes My Fanny.
Everyone is out to get my fanny. Everybody wants to see my fanny. Everybody likes to hold my fanny. But she loves no one but me. Everybody wants to seize my fanny. Everybody likes to squeeze my fanny. They do everything to please my fanny. Still she loves no one but me. Oh, don't touch my fanny. Please don't ever try. My little fanny is reserved for just one guy. That's why I never let another love light blind me. Everywhere I go, you'll always find me with my little fanny right behind me. 'Cause she's so in love with me. My fanny, maybe I should go and hide my fanny. or she'll find somebody new. I've seen lots of fannies in my time, and frequently their cheeks were close to mine, but never have I held one so divine like the fanny that belongs to me. We will be married someday next June, and when we go away to spend our honeymoon, I know that everyone is gonna miss my fanny. No one ever could resist my fanny, but they wouldn't dare to kiss my fanny, 'cause she's so in love with me.
Beautiful day for the race. Stoogehand is the favorite today. Assault is in there. Dog Biscuit is 3-1. Safety Pin has been scratched. And at 20-1, Beetle Bomb. Now the horses are approaching the starting gate, and there they go! And it's Stoogehand going to the front. Cabbage is second on the rail. Beautiful Linda is third by a length. And Beetle Bomb. Around the first turn, Stoogehand is still in front. Cabbage is second by a head.
Cabbage by a head!
Beautiful Linda is third. And Beetle Bomb. Into the back stretch, Dog Biscuit is now leading the pack. Lady Evelyn is second, very close. Banana is coming up through the bunch.
Banana coming up through the bunch!
And Beetle Bomb. At the half, Stoogehand still out in front. Apartment House is second with plenty of room. Assault is passing Battery.
Assault Battery!
Notary Sojak is fourth. And in last place by 10 lengths, I believe it is. Yes, it is Beetle Bomb. Around the turn, heading for home, it's Stoogehand and Dog Biscuit and Girdle in the stretch. Flying Sylvester is third, and Mother-in-Law nagging in the rear.
Oh, oh, oh.
And now they come down to the wire, and it's number one, and now number two, and it's very close to either be a photo finish or an oil painting. And now Lewis leads with a left, and Lewis is in there slugging, and it's a battle, and now they're tearing hair. There's hair all over the ring, there's hair all over the place. I don't know whose hair it is. It's mine. And there goes the winner!
Friends with applesauce. We love to serve you, Henry.
fucking idiot. I guess we never really ever knew. But he'll always be with you, dear Henry. We fed him some leftover stew. And he was most impressed that our resource will net. He had a second portion, too. It seems a shame to waste, dear Henry. While he's still rich in natural resource, we'll recycle him at the local butcher and feed him to our friends with meat sauce.
Laws of physics, can it change the laws of physics? Laws of physics,
oh, we come in peace. Shoot to kill, shoot to kill,
my face. Kill him, Scotty, beat me up. It's worse than that. He's dead, Jim. Dead, Jim. Dead, Jim. It's worse than that. He's dead, Jim. Dead, Jim. Dead.
Well, it's life, Jim, but not as we know it. Not as we know it. Not as we know it. It's life, Jim, but not as we know it. Not as we know it, Captain.
Push a razor blade into your nose, whip your partner with a rubber hose, spit at the band, cause that's the way it goes, to the punk, polka, drink a little beer and drink a little scotch, turn around and kick your neighbor in the crotch, it's no fun if you just sit and watch, to the punk, polka. Nothing but death, nothing but death, nothing but death and destruction. Bad breath, armpits, terminal agony, nothing but death for me. If I find I've had too much to drink, I will go and vomit in the sink. I feel just like a missing link when I do the punk polka.
Jump, 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 up and down the train. Travel safely, finish in your face. Excuse me while I'm in the human race. Do the punk polka.
Been forgotten, I Joe. I've been married long time ago. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe? But I've been forgotten, I Joe. I've been married long time ago. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe? did you come from Cotton Eye Joe?
Describing your pleasure from dusk till dawn. Rock and Roll Doctor is always on.
Okay, Rock and Roll Doctor, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yeah, you want to turn your radio down, sir. You want to turn your radio down, please.
I'm going to the Aerosmith concert, man, and I was wondering what kind of drugs I should take.
Okay, Aerosmith, that's heavy metal. You're going to want to stay away from stimulants. They react negatively with the high decibels. When those guitars start feeding back, you're going to be clawing your face off. I suggest rather a mild depressant, beer, maybe some Quaaludes.
You got any?
No, I don't. I'd like to point out right here, the Rock and Roll Doctor does not advocate drugs. I just prescribe them. Okay, Rock and Roll Doctor, you're on the air. Are you having a bad trip, sir? Is that what this...
Yeah,
okay. Well, you want the hotline. This is the Rock and Roll Doctor. Next, please try to dial carefully, people, okay? It's very important. Rock and Roll Doctor, you're on the air.
Did you see Quadrophenia, man?
No, I haven't.
Oh, you should, man. It's really good. It's got all this Who music in it, man. Really good.
Yeah, okay. Well, you have a question here?
Right. Well, it's about the mods, you know. They're like early hippies in England, but they're not hippies. They ride around on mopeds, you know. And
you want to get to the point, please.
Yeah. Well, the mods are like always taking these pills. They're called blues, man. Mm-hmm. I've never heard of blues, man. Like, what are these blues?
As far as I'm concerned, it's Negro music. Blue is not really a good drug color. I suggest try reds instead. Okay, Rock and Roll Doctor, you're on the air.
Yes, my sister and I are going to the new Christy Minstrel show at the Playhouse tonight, and I was wondering what I should take.
A good book. Okay, Rock and Roll Doctor, you're on the air.
Yeah, hello?
Yeah, turn your radio down, please. You want to turn your radio down, please, sir?
What?
Turn your radio down.
Oh, yeah.
Right, okay. That's better. You have a question, sir?
Yeah, I'm going to the Nugent concert.
Kind of figured.
Well, I'm taking some pot and some acid, and I'm going to be taking some coke, and I'm going to be taking a couple of quarts of rum. Mm-hmm. I was wondering if there's anything else that I should take.
Yeah, an ambulance. Rock and Roll Doctor, you're on the air.
Rock and Roll Doctor?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I had these, pills, and I took them, I think, like, do you know what they were, man?
No, I don't.
Oh, wow. Well, I was just wondering, like, who is this?
This is the Rock and Roll Doctor. Why don't you lie down for a couple of days? Do us both a favor. You'll feel a whole lot better. People, when you call in, try to have a question in mind, okay? It just makes the show move a whole lot faster. Rock and Roll Doctor, you're on the air.
Yeah, you had a call a moment ago. It sounded like my son. Well, you tell that lousy punk that if I catch him taking any more drugs, I'll clobber him.
Okay, you want to calm down, sir? You sound a bit upset.
Well, you're damn right I'm upset. I think I got good reason to be upset.
Okay, well, you're on your way to a heart attack, sir, and also at the very least. I suggest you take a couple of Valium and relax.
I don't have any Valium.
Okay, well, just stay on the line. I'll get your name and I'll send you a prescription, okay?
Yeah? Hey, thanks.
Okay, no problem. Rock and Roll Doctor, you're on the air.
Hello.
Goodbye. Rock and Roll Doctor, you're on the air.
Yeah, this is Detective Johnson of the Drug Enforcement Agency. Doctor, perhaps you'd like...
Okay, that's just about all the time we have for calls right now. We're going to break, take a word from our sponsor, and be back with Timothy Leary.
Dr. Drake Matthews, call in.
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 Hello, Los Angeles. It's a quarter past the hour. What's your problem?
Well, my 12-year-old son spends a lot of time alone. Last week I caught him looking at a girly magazine. Skull.
Uh-huh.
Well, perhaps too harshly, I'm afraid. And now he won't say a word to me. Comes home from school and not a single...
Hello, line two. What's your problem?
Yeah, my father just passed away after a prolonged bout with cancer. And I never...
Uh-huh.
I never told him that I loved him. I was walking up to the casket to put flowers on it, and I just couldn't hold myself together.
Hello, line five. What's your problem?
Well, my wife, she just doesn't understand me. She complains on and on that we don't make enough money, and now she wants kids.
Oh, God. Hello, caller. You're with Dr. Drake Matthews. What's your problem? Hello, caller. We don't have a lot of time. What's your problem? Yes, hello, caller. What's your problem?
I couldn't help noticing that you hang up on people without offering them.
I mean, you're not saying anything. You're just hanging up when you feel like it or when you're bored.
I lost the note.
Uh-huh.
That's exactly how it starts. You say, uh-huh, and then you hang up a few seconds later.
Hold on.
No, don't hang up.
Dr. Drake,
you'll never learn. This is the same stunt your father told. But since why we split up, I could never stand hearing that stupid avoiding
ears. Dr. Drake Matthews, call in.
Mom?
You're damn right. When are you going to help me move my couch? You never call or sent the pictures last week like you said you would. It's a damn shame, Drakey.
Mom.
Yes, Drake.
Now, I maybe had a line, Mom, but...
Yes!
Well, it's just sometimes I get the feeling that people don't want their problems solved. They just want to dump them on people.
Uh-huh.
Instead of doing something about it themselves, they're afraid. And they don't have the guts if they'd only believe. Mom?
Dr. Drake Matthews.
Would you guys shut up? Shut up! Shut up! Shut up! Shut up!
Please,
shut up! I'll go down low, you stay up where you are.
Shut up!
Dr. Drake.
Shut up!
Call him.
WITR Henrietta, more music and more. And all that good stuff.
You think if I pretended to be the rock and roll doctor, we'd get some calls?
I think we'd get a call like that last one. Lester McFlap's Carnival of Vomit. Dr. Drake Matthews calling.
Oh, they did that?
Yeah, that was Lester McFlap.
Gotta love that vomit.
Travesty Limited before that was Rock and Roll Doctor, which was kind of funny.
I'd never heard that. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, it's an old one.
Cotton Eye Joe before that by the Rednecks. Punk Polka by the Toons. Star Trekkin' by the Firm, which everybody knows, but I have yet to play it, so I played it.
It's a good tune. I'm glad you did.
You have to hit all the hits eventually.
Eventually, yeah. There's so few in comedy music nowadays.
Cat and Mouse Band with It Seemed a Shame to Waste Dear Henry. That song, you got to listen closely to that to really pick up on what's going on.
Is that like a cannibal song?
Not really, but it's like a dead guy and they're like using him for like practical purposes.
Oh, okay.
That sort of thing. It's kind of bizarre.
I was only half listening. I was digging through CDs at the time. You'll have to forgive me.
You're forgiven. Spike Jonze before that with his version of the William Tell Overture. And Benny Bell started off with Everybody Likes My Fanny.
And a good tune.
It is. And you know what? I'm feeling in that holiday spirit now.
So am I. Ho, ho, ho. You have to forgive me, folks. I'm tired. It's been a long day.
Yeah, you can be tired and in the spirit at the same time.
I can.
You can dream about Christmas.
I am that talented.
You can dream about Christmas. But we're going to start playing a little Christmas music now. If you can still request stuff, and we'll get to it after we play the Christmas music. I don't know how much of it we're going to play. We just have a bunch of it here.
When we get sick of listening to it, we'll switch.
Yeah, when we get sick of it, we'll do another break and then go into something else.
Expect a break in about 10 minutes, folks.
Yeah. You give it that long?
Maybe. Maybe.
Okay, well, here's a Christmassy type song with lots of spirit by Doo-Doo Wah.
All the leaves have faded brown, cascaded down to the ground, all around the land. From Portland to Decatur, all the stores are open later. Christ, it's Christmas again.
Christ, it's Christmas again.
And I'm as broke as I've ever been. Sweet Lord, I can't afford Christmas again. County, state, and the IRS. Christ and Christmas again, and I'm as broke as I ever been. Sweet Lord, I can't afford Christmas again. I said, my sweet Lord,
Christmas again. Tis the season to go to the mall and fight that holiday traffic amidst the snowfall. Then mail a bunch of cards to people you never see and watch It's a Wonderful Life continuously. It's that Merry Christmas time again. Christmas Day is when Jesus was born, and I guess that would make him a Capricorn. He was away in a manger, and many a stranger came to Bethlehem just to hang out with him. And ever since that glorious day, people have celebrated from Rome to Santa Fe that Merry Christmas time again. Many years ago when I was young, I thought the idea of Santa Claus was kind of dumb. But now I'm not so naive, 'cause I know Santa is real if you believe. In that Merry Christmas time again, that Merry Christmas time again, that Merry Christmas time again. Well, I bought my dad something to read, and I got my girlfriend something she doesn't even need. And I found my aunt a new Chia pet, and I hope my mom likes her autographed picture of John Larroquette. But it's the thought that counts this holiday season, and love, peace, and joy should be the only reason for that Merry Christmas time again, that Merry Christmas time again, that Merry Christmas time again.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Come on, come on. Come on, you can do it.
All right.
Dashing through the snow in my rusty Chevrolet, down the road I go, sliding all the way. I need new piston rings, I need some new snow tires. My car is held together by a piece of chicken wire. Oh, rust and smoke, the heater's broke, the door just flew away. I light a match to see the dash, and then I start to pray. The frame is bent, the muffler went, the radio, it's okay. Oh, what fun it is to drive this rusty Chevrolet. I went to the IGA to get some Christmas cheer. I just passed up my left front tire and it's getting hot.
See the gas and then I start to pray. The frame is bent, the muffler went, the radio is okay. Oh, what fun it is to drive this rusty Chevrolet.
Through the snowdrift in a big blue cloud of smoke. People laugh as I drive by, I wonder what's the joke. I got to get to Chopco to pick up the layaway, cause Santa Claus is coming soon in his big old rusty sleigh. Oh, rust and smoke, the heater's broke, the door just blew away. I light a match to see the dash and then I start to pray. The frame is bent, the muffler went, the radio is okay. Oh, what fun it is to drive this rusty Chevrolet. Rust and smoke, the heater's broke, the door just flew away. I light a match to see the dash and I start to pray. The frame is bent, the muffler went, the radio is okay. Oh, what fun it is to drive this rusty
of Santa Claus underneath my bed. They were in a pickle jar, I wonder if he's dead. Oh, they smell like dried up tuna and look more gray than red. I found the brains of Santa Claus, I'll bet you that he's dead.
Yes, he still may have a jelly belly and a big white bushy beard, but without that gray stuff in his head, he would act kind of weird.
I found the brains of Santa Claus, his wife may want them back. I'd send them to her COD, the zip code's all I lack. They really aren't much use to me, except serve them as a snack. I found the brains of Santa Claus, it's strange, but it's a fact.
Yankovic, urging you to remember the true meaning of the Christmas season, and also to buy as many copies of my new album as you possibly can!
All the elves were making toys for the good Gentile girls and the good Gentile boys. When the boss busted in, nearly scared him half to death. Had a rifle in his head and cheap whiskey on his breath. From his beard to his boots, he was covered with ammo. Like a big fat drunk, disgruntled Yuletide Rambo. And he smiled as he said, with a twinkle in his eye, Merry Christmas to all, now you're all gonna die. The night Santa went crazy, the night Saint Nick went insane.
Well, the workshop is gone now. He decided to bomb it. Everywhere you'll find pieces of Cupid and Comet. And he tied up his helpers, and he held the elf hostage. And he ground up for Rudolph into reindeer sausage. He got Dancer and Prancer with an old German Luger. And he flashed out a statue just like Freddy Krueger. And he picked up a flamethrower and a barbecue blitzer. And he took a big bite and said it tastes just like chicken. The night Santa went crazy. The night Chris Kringle went nuts. Now you can't hardly walk around the North Pole without 7 inches. Some guy from the SWAT team blew a hole through his head. Yes, little friend, now that the brain's on the floor, I guess I won't have the fat guy to kick around anymore. But now there's no more prison for children's enjoyment. And the elves got a standing line of file for unemployment. And the famous surprise, she's on the phone every night with a lawyer negotiating the movie rights. They talk about the night.
Banana with a greasy black tail. You're a monster, Mr. Grinch. Your heart's an empty hole. Your brain is full of spiders. You've got garlic in your soul, Mr. Grinch. I wouldn't touch you with a 39.5 foot pole. Between the choice of the two of you, I'd take the seasick crocodile. Describe you all as follows, and I quote, stink, stank,
stunk. S-A-N-T-A-C-L-A-U-S-R-A-5. stone bowman's prickly pile near Palmer's a beer, bringing a tear. Like a seatbelt in a Volvo, keeping it real like a spray snow tree. We'll shut it down harmoniously, rocking softly, 808 beats.
I get this shit lit like a menorah. I'm so illegal, I think I'm gonna need a lawyer. Not a fire starter, but my beats get hotter. Heat them out like an allowance, put where I rock, we move out. Hanukkah comes on check, like the mic I rock, I'm getting money sweat. Meals and Mac in the trash, sack. Ejaculating like buffet tables and record labels, will and enable. Swing my funk in place of East Beat. Lifestyles and I slip it sleazy. Spin around, play around, like a dreidel. Kind of signs to put you back into that cradle. But shit, sometimes this track's so poignant. Somebody please pass me some kind of ointment. Put these rhymes together like a thief. Clear up your nose like you flip a speed. Stop in sight, you don't even know what hit you. Next thing you know, you put things in a moment.
Hanukkah Pimp! Ladies and gentlemen, it's truly a real honorable experience to be here this evening. A very wonderful and warm and emotional moment for all of us. And I'd like to sing a song for all of you. It's Christmas in heaven, all the children sing. It's Christmas in heaven, hark, hark, those church bells ring. It's Christmas in heaven, the snow falls from the sky. But it's nice and warm and everyone looks smart and wears a tie. Christmas in heaven, there's great films on TV. The sound of music twice an hour, and jaws 1, 2, and 3. There's gifts for all the family, the toiletries and train. Yes, I love my headphone set and the latest video game.
And a bag of grass and 2 keys he made the grave. Oh, Frosty the dope man was a pusher man, they say. Well, he sold some snow and the kiddies know how it's cut and how it's made. There must have been some magic in that old brown joint they found. For when they lit the bugger up, they began to dance around. But Frosty the Dope Man was as rich as he could know. And the kiddies say he can wheel and deal way down in Mexico.
Look at Frosty plant those weird-looking seeds. He'll get you anything that you need. Frosty the
dope man knew the kids were into grass. So he said, smoke up, you'll get really messed up with all this dynamite stash. Well, down through the village, where you'll find all the heads, dealing here and there in Washington Square, saying, you want to buy some reds? Well, he went down to the streets uptown, right to the plainclothes cop. But he only sold a little bit when he heard him holler, stop! But Frosty the dope man couldn't stop to socialize. So he waits along, saying it'll be long before you get any special bites. Look at Frosty plant those weird-looking seeds. He'll get you anything that you need.
One very familiar type of song is the Christmas carol, although it is perhaps a bit out of season at this time. However, I am informed by my disc jockey friends, of whom I have none, that in order to get a song popular by Christmas time, you have to start plugging it well in advance. So here goes. It's always seemed to me, after all, that Christmas, with its spirit of giving, offers us all a wonderful opportunity each year to reflect on what we all most sincerely and deeply believe in. I refer, of course, to money. And yet none of the Christmas carols that you hear on the radio or in the street even attempts to capture the true spirit of Christmas as we celebrate it in the United States. That is to say, the commercial spirit. So I should like to offer the following Christmas carol for next year as being perhaps a bit more appropriate. Christmas time is here, by golly, disapproval would be folly. Deck the halls with hunks of holly, fill a cup and don't say when. Kill the turkeys, ducks, and chickens, mix the punch, drag out the dickens. Even though the prospect sickens, brother, here we go again. On Christmas Day, you can't get sore. Your fellow man you must adore. There's time to rob him all the more. The other 364. Relations, sparing no expense, send some useless old utensil or a matching pen and pencil. Just the thing I need. How nice. It doesn't matter how sincere it is, nor how heartfelt the spirit. Sentiment will not endear it. What's important is the price. Bark the Herald Tribune sings, advertising wondrous things. God rest ye merry merchants, may ye make the Yuletide pay. Angels we have heard on high tell us to go out and buy. Let the raucous sleigh bell jingle, hail our dear old friend Kris Kringle, driving his reindeer across the sky. Don't stand underneath when they fly by.
It's so chic to be pregnant at Christmas. I feel like the round yon virgin of yore. 'Cause though I have a warm bed to sleep in, there's no room for me when I go to the store. 'Cause the aisles are so narrow and crowded, Christmas shopping has never been such a pain. Oops, here comes another Braxton Hicks contraction, and I'm knocking over knick-knacks again. Oh, the sales clerks are so friendly this Christmas. One said,
oh God, lady, don't have it here.
Their discretion and manners go right out the door when I am my stomach up here. People like to put their hands on my fundum, and they want to know exactly when I'm due. I say, why do you care? Are you planning to be there? I could use an extra labor coach or two. I desperately avoiding the smokers. Being introduced to someone's little wife.
Not the little wife.
Now I enjoy being pregnant at Christmas. So my identity is draining away. And if I ever get asked my opinion again, I'll simply smile and continue to crochet. It's so biblical to be pregnant at Christmas. No matter what stories you believe, and I may suffer from gravidness and heartburn and nausea and Charlie horses and overwhelming fatigue and frequent micturition and varicose veins and swollen ankles and shortness of breath. And that tired, achy feeling in the groin. But I won't be alone on New Year's Eve. La 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 la.
Henrietta, WITR, all that crap. That was all our Christmas music. Don't you just feel all festive now and want to buy me stuff?
Go out and buy Tim stuff.
Buy me stuff and send it here.
Go out and buy him obscure comedy songs and send them in.
Yeah. Why don't I tell you what I played?
That's a good idea.
I'll tell you everything I played. I played a lot of stuff, too.
You did.
I played
a lot more than I thought we were going to get through.
That was Nancy White with It's So Chic to Be Pregnant at Christmas, which I just got. It just showed up the other day. Good timing. Tom Lehrer before that with A Christmas Carol, which I didn't just get. In fact, I got that a long time ago. Even better timing. Because I knew it. It was one of those songs I was like, okay, I know we have at least this one.
It's one of the songs we've memorized.
Yeah. Mark Zydiac with Frosty the Dope Man. Monty Python with Christmas in Heaven. Beck doing Little Drum Machine Boy.
Mm.
Which I kind of like.
That's a
that.
Weird song.
It was a Hanukkah song. We found one. Song. We had a Hanukkah song. Woohoo!
We've been searching, folks. It's
Sloppy Seconds with Hooray for Santa Claus, which is actually the theme song for the movie Santa Claus Conquers the Martians, which rivals Plan 9 from Outer Space as the worst movie of all times.
In other words, go out and rent it. It's a great movie.
I've seen them both. In fact, I saw Santa Claus Conquers the Martians on the big screen.
Yeah, I was watching Dollman versus Demonic Toys earlier
Were
today.
Were you?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. That was on Comedy Central?
No, Sci-Fi.
Sci-Fi. Okay.
Occasionally they show something good.
I knew it was one of those stations that I watch all the time was showing it. Whirling Dervishes with You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch, which is from that Dr. Seuss thing that you all know about. I shouldn't have to explain that. Weird Al with The Night Santa Went Crazy, the extra gory version, and a little... season greetings from him before that, of which we have three, and I played one. We'll play another one next week. Tune in.
Look forward to it.
Tune in.
Listen, if only to hear that.
Jason and the Strap Toners before that with I Found the Brains of Santa Claus, which is on that bizarre record you have.
Yeah, the one with the picture disc.
A picture disc. Dr. Demento on one side. House of Guitars on the other.
You know, I actually,
what's the deal?
When I sent in my updated membership, I wrote him a letter asking him about it. So maybe when I get the new membership package,
you'll get some form letter saying we can't comment on that for legal reasons at this time. The Youpers with Rusty Chevrolet, another great song. Wally Pleasant with Merry Christmas Time Again. And Doo Doo Wah with Christ, It's Christmas Again. That was all our Christmas music.
That was a lot of Christmas music.
I'm sorry. Should we not play so much next week? Next week, we did actually save a few for next week.
Yeah, I don't think we have much left for next week.
We have like five or six songs.
Yeah.
which is what we played last week, which so it'll work
oh,
out.
So we're all set. Yeah,
we got like 10 minutes left, so we're going to play a couple requests that came in while I was in the middle of the Christmas music. And so here they are before I waste too much more time talking.
What you're about to hear may indeed prove shocking and offensive. Let this serve as a warning and a disclaimer. If you are overly sensitive to vulgar terminology, I strongly advise that you fast forward the tape. Like everything I touch, this recording is on the cutting edge of societal evolution. For example, women in combat, see, I told you so, gays in the military, that may have a nice ring to it, universal health care, I am committed to furthering this goal. I really get no satisfaction out of saying anal sex, me so horny. Anal sex, me so horny. End justified the means. Well, let's set the record straight right here. The cure for unemployment equals more taxes. The cure for the recession equals more taxes. The cure for the budget deficit equals more taxes. The cure for illiteracy equals more taxes. How many times do I have the right to say...
It happens to be the title of this recording.
Federally subsidized abortion. This is no laughing matter, my friend. Fetal experimentation. This was no accident. Anal sex. Never, folks, in my wildest dreams could I have imagined just how exhilarating, fun, and emotionally rewarding this experience would be. For example, women in combat, see, I told you so, gays in the military, that may have a nice ring to it, universal health care, I am committed to furthering this goal. I really get no satisfaction out of saying anal sex, me so horny. Anal sex, me so horny. End justified the means. Well, let's set the record straight right here. The cure for unemployment equals anal sex. The cure for the recession equals anal sex. The cure for the budget deficit equals anal sex. The cure for illiteracy equals anal sex. How many times do I have the right to say...
It happens to be the title of this recording.
Dungeons and Dragons. Satan's Game. Your children, like it or not, are attracted in their weaker years to the occult, and a game like D&D fuels their imagination and makes them feel special while drawing them deeper and deeper into the bowels of El Diablo. This afternoon, the Dead Alewives Watchtower invites you to sit in on an actual gaming session. Observe the previously unobservable as a hidden camera takes you to the inner sanctum of Dungeons and Dragons.
Galstaff, you have entered the door to the north. You are now by yourself, standing in a dark room. The pungent stench of mildew emanates from the wet dungeon walls.
Where are the Cheetos?
They're right next to you. I cast a spell.
Where's the Mountain Dew?
In the fridge, duh.
I want to cast a spell. Can I have a Mountain Dew?
Yes, you can have a Mountain Dew. Just go get it. I can cast any of these, right? On the list? Yes, any of the first level ones.
I'm going to get a soda. Anyone want one? Hey, Graham, I'm not in the room, right?
What room? I want to cast... Magic missile.
The room where he's casting all these spells from.
He hasn't cast anything yet.
I am, though, if you'd listen. I'm casting magic missile.
Why are you casting magic missile? There's nothing to attack here.
I'm attacking the darkness.
Fine. You attack the darkness. There's an elf in front of you.
Whoa!
That's me, right? He's wearing a brown tunic, and he has gray hair and blue eyes.
No, I don't. I have gray eyes.
Let me see that sheet.
Well, it says I have blue, but I decided I wanted gray eyes.
Whatever. Okay, you guys can talk to each other now if you want.
Hello.
Hello.
I am Galstaff, Sorcerer of Light.
Then how come you had to cast magic missile? you guys are being attacked.
Do I see that happening?
No, you're outside by the tavern.
Cool, I get drunk.
There are seven ogres surrounding you.
How could they surround us? I had Mordenkainen's magical watchdog cast.
No, you didn't.
I'm getting drunk. Are there any girls there?
I totally did. You asked me if I wanted any equipment before this adventure, and I said no. But I need material components for all my spells, so I cast Mordenkainen's faithful watchdog.
But you never actually cast it.
Roll the dice to see if I'm getting drunk.
Yeah, you are.
Are there any girls there?
Yeah.
I did, though. I completely said when you asked me...
No, you didn't. You didn't actually say that you were casting the spell. So now there's ogres, okay?
Ogres? Man, I got an ogre slaying knife. It's got a +9 against ogres.
You're not there. You're getting drunk.
Okay, but if there's any girls there, I want to do them.
There you have it. A frightening look into America's most frightening pastime. Remember that it's not your children's fault that they're being drawn into a satanic world of nightmare. It's their gym teacher's fault for making them feel outcast when they couldn't do one single pull-up.
Well, it's getting to be that time of year again, right, boys?
Yeah.
I got another big deer story for you. The 30-point buck, tail number 2. I was throwing the cows over the fence and hay. The chores were all done. It was opening day. Orion the hunter was fading in the sky. It was almost time for the lead to fly.
I made it through the shack.
Just before light, the boys had been drinking since all through the night. They were singing our favorite deer hunting tune about that yahoo named Clyde and his gun. But now there's Holly up for grill. She's a dirty 10 gauge side by each tomahawk over and under with cruise control.
With the photon phaser banana clip? Yeah, the model IRS GS. Interswamp radioactive scud busting cider.
It's got a 30,000 gigawatt deer shiner and cigarette lighter in the butt.
Like a prom dress.
As the season began, the boys are running around in circles looking for their stands. We watch hunting videos by all the big game studs like Ted Bear, Fred Nugent, and Elmer Fudd.
Kill the rabbits, kill the rabbits, kill the white quiet.
It's deer season, you know. So I'm up in my tree, nothing's moving, except the bees in my gut. Just a gurgling and a brewing. I buckered up my bees tree, tried to hold back.
One.
We have liftoff.
There it was.
Hanging from my
bootleg. Upside down, burning right off the stand. 10 feet off the ground. I just got stuck in midair.
That sure did suck.
Next, when I seen it there, the 30-point buck.
The 30-point buck.
Yeah. Did you see the 30-pointer?
Did you see the 30-pointer?
Yeah. The 30-point buck.
Did you see the 30-pointer? Did you see the 30-pointer?
Did you see that 30-point buck? Godzilla with horns was snorting at me. There was fire in his eyes and bag tags in his teeth. I swung the gun around. That buck was all mine. This old 30-30
could bring down Frankenstein.
I'm gonna give that mega buck the Powerball. Yep, right up your bingo hole. Yeah, and the winning number is... As the gun went off, smoke covered my face. The bullet ricocheted off his horns and snapped my bootlegs. I landed right on his points, falling back to the ground. Antlers caught my dupe, I started dragging me around. And there he was.
Ducking.
That buck was really ducking.
Upwind, downwind.
Sometimes even broke with. Went flying over the horns as he hit the bridge. Bounced off his nose, landed flat on my cakes. Boy, I had the buck fever standing side by each. I yelled, shoot him, boy, shoot him, that's some to be. Did you see the 30-pointer?
Did you see the 30-pointer?
Yeah, it was a 30-point buck.
Did you see the 30-pointer? Did you see the 30-pointer?
Did you see that 30-point buck? Yeah, we threw everything we had at him. Sandwiches, candy bars, even old ice cream for him. Finally, that idiot from Illinois nailed him between the eyes with a Zippo and a roll of toilet paper. Yeah, the woods were on fire like a napalm bomb, and then a big flash of white, and there he was, gone.
Did you see the 30-pointer?
Yeah, how's that for practical quality standards?
Did you see the
30-pointer?
Like I always say,
shoot or no.
That's the question.
How do you
throw? Don't let nobody know.
I'll decide what I see in their hand.
Safety comes first.
Deadpool and trigger.
Remember,
I know.
Treat every hunter as if he were loaded.
They're not ready for me at the office. They're not ready for me at the mall. 'Cause when I come walking in my pair of big chinos, the fan's gonna hit the wall. And I wear them because they're humongous. And I wear them because they are tan. And there is nothing else in my whole wardrobe I wear makes me feel like a man. No, they're just not prepared for my big, my pair of big chinos, my big, my pair of big chinos, my big, they're so damn big. Now I wear a size 34. 36 in the waist, they're a size 88 and a half. Yeah, they're fatty, hard buckle on chaplain size chinos. But don't you laugh, and you ain't gonna see my shirt pocket, 'cause I buckle them up at my chin. And it's only my arms and my head that sticks out, and the rest is all khaki. You better watch out for my big, my pair of big chinos, my big, my pair of big chinos, my big, they're so damn big. And no one understands me. No one understands me. No one understands me. Oh, I gotta break out and express myself. So I bought me a pair of reading lamps, and I strapped them both onto my belt. And I'm going out dancing tonight at the club, and all you will see of my wiggling self are my big, my pair of big chinos, 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 my big, they're so damn big.
89.7, Henrietta, WITR.
Modern music and Big Chinos.
Big Chinos. By Jim Infantino's. Jim Infantino's Big Chinos.
Yeah.
Before that, Bananas at Large, the 30-point buck 2. The sequel.
The sequel.
The sequel, and I still haven't picked up the first one, which is sitting there at Media Play for me.
Oh, really?
Well, not for me, but... It's sitting there. I doubt anyone else is going to buy it. Dead AOIs before that, Dungeons and Dragons by request. And a Rush Limbaugh type of thing, again by request, off of a Reconstruction compilation, which is mainly industrial type music, but it's got one really funny track on it. That was it. That was a really short set.
Yeah.
But that's because it's 3 o'clock now, and we don't want to be friggin' here anymore.
We want to be friggin' sleeping at this point.
Okay, well, before we leave, we have one last song, and I'm playing it because I haven't played it in like a month, and it's a beautiful song, and it took me like 13 years just to find it So
Tim's proud of it. So he's got to play it once.
I'm proud to own it. I'm glad I found it. Okay, well, here it is.
This time, WITR temporarily concludes broadcasting. WITR is the non-commercial educational radio station of the Rochester Institute of Technology, licensed by the Federal Communications Commission to operate at 89.7 MHz with an effective radiated power of 910 watts. WITR is also authorized to operate auxiliary equipment at 950.5 MHz under the call sign WMG211 and at 455.25 MHz under the call sign KC25231. Our studios and offices are located in the lower level of the Student Union Building, and our transmitting facilities are atop Mark Ellingson Hall on RIT's main campus. The views and opinions expressed on WITR are not necessarily those of the Rochester Institute of Technology, and portions of our programming may have been pre-recorded. Questions and comments about these broadcasts may be directed to WITR Radio, P.O. Box 20563, Rochester, New York 14602-0563. This is 89.7 WITR Henrietta, modern music and more.